Hello, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Shmini, the third Parshah in the book of Vayikra. This is for the OU's Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum project. In the fifth Aliyah, a dispute breaks out regarding how Aaron handled the nation's sin offering sacrifice. There were two sin offerings brought that day, a calf, an eagle for Aaron, and a goat, a seir izim, a hairy goat for the people as a whole, for the congregation. Now the former, the calf, which was Aaron's, had its blood sprinkled on the altar in the courtyard, but the meat and the skin was burned outside. The same technique, and the Torah emphasizes that the same technique, which is irregular for sin offerings whose blood is poured outside in the courtyard. Normally, a sin offering whose blood is poured in the courtyard has its meat eaten. But the same technique is done by Aaron to the people's goat, the chatat, as was done to Aaron's egel, his calf, which was also a chatat, which is that while the blood was poured out in the courtyard, the meat and the skin was completely burned up outside of the encampment. V'et seir ha-chatat, the significance of that we'll get to in a second. V'et seir ha-chatat darosh darash Moshe v'hinei soraf v'yiktsof al Elazar v'al el Itamar b'nei Aaron notarim lemor. And Moshe looked for the goat sin offering and found that it was burnt, which is as opposed to eaten. And he got angry with Aaron's remaining children, Elazar and Itamar, saying, oh, before I should say what he said, I should note again, I mentioned it in the last Aliyah, but I'll mention it again, that once again they're called Hanotarim, the ones left over. And that's not to be cruel about the fact that only two of his four children survived, but there's the sense of Notarim is a word that's used for sacrifices that have sort of been gone over their time. Using the word Notarim to refer to Aaron's two sons really kind of emphasizes the idea that the life of a Kohen was a life of sacrifice, was a life of risk and a life of sacrifice and giving up one's freedom for the fact that one had to serve the people in the house of God. Anyway, getting back to what Moshe said, Madua lo achaltem et achatat bimkom hakadosh, ki kodesh kodashim hi, v'ota natan lachem las'eit et avon ha'idah l'chaper lehem l'fnei Adonai, hein lo huva et damal kodesh pnima, achol tochlu ota b'kodesh kasher tziveti. Why have you not eaten the sin offering, that is, the one belonging to the nation, the goat, in a holy place, meaning in the courtyard, since it is Kodesh Kodeshim, that is, why did you take it out? And Moshe continues, it was given to you to forgive, or that is, through the sacrifice and the spilling of the blood and eating it, to bear the sin of the community, to cause the sin of the community to be forgiven, and to atone l'chaper aleihem, to atone for them before God, meaning in the courtyard. Behold, Moshe continues, its blood was not brought inside the holy, on the inside of it, meaning inside the Mishkan itself, which would have then caused the animal to require to be burnt outside the camp. So Moshe says, therefore, since his blood was not brought on the inside, you should have eaten it as I commanded. Once again, I'm translating and interpreting Aaron's answer based on what I think took place with the deceased sons. Of course, if you understand the cause of Nadav and Avihu's death differently, then Aaron's answer, which is, you know, not straightforward, it's not clear, you'll have to interpret it in a different way. But as I said, based on the way I interpreted in a few aliyot ago, I'm going to interpret this verse as well, and I'm going to explain the whole situation again. Vaydaber Aaron el Moshe, hein hayom hikrivu et chatatam. It's not clear who the U is in hikrivu. Who is he referring to? Because both the Kohanim offered their sacrifices and the people offered their sacrifices. So right away we're dealing with a little bit of ambiguity. Ve'et olatam lifnei Adonai, vatikrena oti ka'ele, v'achalti chatat hayom hayitav b'nei Adonai. And Aaron said to Moshe, behold, today they have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before God. And this is what happened to me. And, speaking rhetorically, I believe, should I eat the sin offering today? Will it be good in the eyes of God? So Rashi sticks to his explanation, which I mentioned, I think last Aliyah or maybe two Aliyot ago, I think last Aliyah, that what we're dealing with here, what Aaron is explaining is that there are special rules required because, in fact, Aaron was in mourning, he was an Onan, and therefore there are special rules, and Aaron is saying that based on special rules, I should not be eating the sacrifice. It has to be burnt up. Rashbam actually says that they brought sacrifices, referring to his sons, that is, after what happened to them while they were doing their sacrifices, that is, they were working hard to do the sacrifices, they got burnt up. So can he really be expected to eat from their sin offering after such a tragedy? But going back to what I explained in the third Aliyah, based on what I heard from Rav Yoel ben Nun, one of the great Tanakh scholars alive, teaching the Eretz Yisrael in the Gush, and Gush Etzion and other places, is that what's happening here is that the Kavod of God filled up the entire Mishkan, as we saw. We saw in Shemot that Moshe wasn't able to go in at all because the Kavod had filled up the entire Mishkan. And what I argued, really what Rav Yoel ben Nun argued, I'm just hoping I'm doing it just, transformed the entire Mishkan, both the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies, and the regular Kodesh part, where normally the Kohanim could have gone, also into the Holy of Holies. That is, instead of the Kavod Hashem, the presence of God, simply sitting on top of the Holy Ark, it spread out into the place where the small incense altar was, and where the Shulchan of the Showbreads was, and where the menorah is. It transformed the entire inside of the Mishkan to a Kodesh Kodeshim. Now, since Nadav and Avihu were in there at that time inappropriately, thinking that, well, if we bring the incense into the part of the Mishkan that we're allowed to go into, maybe we'll help bring the Kavod of Hashem. But in fact, the Kavod of Hashem had already appeared. But it appeared at such a high level that the place where they were standing was not Kodesh, but it was Kodesh Kodeshim, a place that was deadly to be. As I also argued, or again, really just kind of relating the words of Rav Yoel ben Nun, and again, there's an article, I don't remember in what magazine, perhaps if you do a Google search on Kodesh Kodeshim or Shmini and Rav Yoel ben Nun, you'll find it, and I'm hoping I'm doing some kind of justice to it. But what's happened is, if the Kodesh has been transformed to the Kodesh Kodeshim, then the courtyard has been brought up to a level of Kodesh itself. That is, if the entire Mishkan is now Kodesh Kodeshim, then what's immediately outside of it is the Kodesh, which is the courtyard. And what that means is when they spilt the blood of the sin offering, both Aaron's, as well as the people's, it's as if it was being spilled on the inside of the tent, under normal circumstances, and not outside, which means the type of chatat they were offering was not an outside blood spill sacrifice, it was actually an inside blood spill sacrifice, and therefore Aaron acted correctly in having the meat and skin burned outside of the camp. Now, Moshe thought that those were special rules that only applied to Aaron's sacrificial process, but once the people had their sacrifice going, that should be dealt with like normal. But Aaron's saying it's not whether it's my sacrifice or the people's sacrifice. The fact is the Kodesh is spread out to the courtyard, and therefore it is now the type of chatat. The chatat level has been raised up by one, and it requires burning and not eating. Now, the way I read this verse, it refers to the people. That is, what I was saying is the people have offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before God. And what that means is they're offered in a Kodesh place. You thought it was in the Azarah, but you really might as well imagine, Moshe, Aaron says to Moshe, that once the fire came out and consumed the sacrifice, the fire of God, that they are standing in this Kodesh place. So at the same time that they're standing in this Kodesh place and about to sprinkle the blood, at the same time, Batikreno Tichaela, and this is what happened to me, I lost my two children, which is, he's saying to Moshe, you know why I lost my two children? Because they were standing in the Kodesh Kodashim, which means we're standing in the Kodesh, which means the blood was spilled in the Kodesh, which means today is different than any other day. Manishtana, Laila, Azeh, Hayom, Azeh, Mikola, Yamim, that today we're not standing in the courtyard. It looks like a courtyard, but really it's the Kodesh. And therefore, when we spilled the blood there, we have to treat the sacrifice as if it's a Kodesh spilled blood, and therefore burn the entire sacrifice outside as one would normally do in those circumstances. Note the double stress on the word, the stress on the word today, ki hayom, and again the word hayom. What Aaron's saying is, it's not a question of whose sacrifice it is. It's a question of the fact that today, this day is different from normal days. And the change in status in the courtyard is what caused Aaron's calf slash ego offering to be treated differently. And that same change has the effect on the community's chatat as well. Now, Moshe probably thought that as a community sacrifice, it should be treated under the standard sin offering rules of the community. But Aaron experienced the expansion of the Kodesh out into the courtyard through the death of his children. That's why he says, "Vatikrena le'kaila, look what just happened." And therefore, he experiences the ballooning of the holiness status expressed by the fire of God causing his very tragedy. And when, as soon as that happened, he perceived that the people's sin offering was not an everyday offering at all, and that the blood was not really spilled on the outside, but the outside has now become the inside, and the rest of the korban had to follow in order. Vayishma Moshe vayita beinav. And Moshe heard this, and he agreed with it. That is, he agreed with Aaron's opinion that in fact they weren't, even though they were standing in the courtyard, they were really as if they were standing in the Kodesh, and all rules follow a different path from what Moshe had expected.